Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. Hey, 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 that's where we are. Don't forget, reminding you, as I always do during this show, something that means a whole lot to me and my guest today. Go to visitmississippi.org. to find out all these wonderful things you can do historically, culturally, right here in our great state. Okay, part two of Brotherhood Week needed to be extended because he's my older brother, and we go way back. To recap today's guest, my oldest brother, Joe, graduated from Ole Miss, became a successful entrepreneur very early on, a studio engineer, tour manager on the massive scale, a really incredible front house sound maestro, as I call him. He co-managed acts such as myself, the Crickets, the Outfield, Hank Williams III, etc. And he ran all of Vince Neil's tour from Motley Crue, which was the most impressive thing I've ever seen because he was gone a long time and he came back in one piece. Now he calls home Batesville, Mississippi, where he went from running the Anheuser-Busch distributorship there to being the CEO of Panola Partnership, and his gig is all about luring businesses specifically to his neck of the woods. So let's discuss that and a whole lot more with my big brother in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, Joe Azar Jr. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I did that pretty good, those, I think. I thought I was going to stumble.
Those intros are something, man.
Yeah, it goes downhill after that. Hey, Joe, just checking on. How's Katie and Joey and Delaney? How's the family?
They're doing great. Thanks for asking. You know, we had the COVID, so we made it through that thanks to you and some great doctors. And you really hooked your brother up.
Dr. Maroon Hike is the man.
Oh man, and there's some great doctors here that help too, but Dr. Hike really he's got it figured out. He hadn't lost any patients since he's been dialed in, and they're doing, him and Dr. Corcoran are doing a good job, right, down there in the wellness clinic.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Dr. Hike Maroon is, good friends, and he just takes it very serious, and he's done a lot of studying, and it's all about everybody's different. And it's, obviously we're watching a lot of people lose a lot of loved ones. It's a tough deal. But it's one of those things where it's a moving target. And it's just, I'm glad that you guys were able to get down here. And I'm also glad you guys are healthy and you've gotten through it. So blessings for sure there. And, okay, so Joe, let's dig back a touch first, because I don't want to spend a ton of more time talking on music, although folks are probably going, you guys talk about more music. I want to hear some experiences. But I do want to ask you, because, for years before you ever met the guys in the Outfield, when we were growing up and they were having hits before we made our way to Music City and all that, there was sort of this reputation for the guitar player in general. He just sort of left the tour, or just left, or he was hard to deal with, or whatever. So you dealt with them later firsthand, really knew those guys. What was it like without throwing them under the bus, or would you even have to throw them under the bus? I mean, what was it like?
Well, Steve, John Spinks wrote all the songs. He died a couple years back, and they're from the south side of England, you might say. I'm not sure what side, but they grew up tough kids, fighting, English blokes. And, they always had kind of a little chip on their shoulder about that, about where they grew up. Their accent was super thick, very hard to understand, brilliant brilliant musicians, brilliant people. You know, John, like I said, wrote the songs. Tony's voice is timeless. Yeah. I mean, you hear their songs at every sporting event there is, almost every time, every event.
Now, that was a three-piece band, right?
Yeah, three-piece.
Wow.
You know, and it just, you know, drums, bass, and guitar, and then that voice. And they sounded so big. I had the honor, I had the honor of touring with them for a couple years on the road, and we did some tours in South America. My God, you're talking about filling up stadiums.
Were you running the front house then, Joe? Were you doing all the front house for them as well? The front house?
I did the front house for them.
And just ran the tour, right?
And ran the tour. We did a lot of shows with bands like Kansas and REO Speedwagon and, you know, just different, you know, we would catch them in the States. But when we were in South America, the only band I think we ran into down there from the U.S. was Toto. And those guys were crazy. Ran into them in Panama. But, you know, There were shows like in Lima and Trinidad and places like that it was just, I could hardly even see the band from the, you know, from the soundboard to the stage. It was crazy. And then in South America, they have this chant, this, ole, ole, ole. They'll sing that thing. And it's so cool. I mean, cause they get in sync and they harmonize, and it's honest to God, the chill bumps up and down your spine and everything when they like the music, and that's their way of asking for an encore.
Wow. Like
that's
soccer games, I guess, right?
Concert.
Yeah. Hey Joe, so fans over there compared to over here, you know, especially for classic rock music in America, I mean, what's it like over there? Is it bigger?
They knew every word to every song. And could sing. They were singing along. It was insane. And then, you know, they love classic rock in South America. They love it. You know, contrary to Europe, where they seem to be more into the, you know, the up and coming and new modern rock and roll.
Right. Right, that's wild. You know, you think about the longevity. It's one thing where it's still so, I mean, man, come on. When you hear Josie's on a vacation far away, everybody perks up and they feel good. But you're not going to fill up stadiums with it anymore, really. But over there, you do. It's interesting, isn't it? How it's sort of just, it's sort of timeless. We're talking to my brother Joe Azar Jr. We're rolling. Okay, Joe, all right. You know, let's get to talking and start talking about your... What did you want to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I want to say this about our music. Let's go back to you for a minute. That ExxonMobil deal, really, it's helped me in what I do today. It, you know, for us to go to Fairfax, Virginia, I think you were on Mercury Records at the time, and we went to Fairfax and got a three-year, $3 million touring deal with ExxonMobil to... You know, for their On the Run stores, they were moving Tiger Marts to On the Runs, converting them, and they used you, Steve, as the catalyst to do that, and that money really helped us tremendously. But that really opened my eyes to corporate America, and you know what they could do, and how to work with them.
Sort of work with products. I guess I was a product, so yeah, that was good. So how does it affect you when you come in? Because Joe, in a way, you were in the beer business way before. You know, when you came right out of college, you were a retailer, but you obviously knew a lot about the business with our Uncle Freddie. So, you know, tell me, so how does it affect when you go into Anheuser-Busch? And did you miss a beat? Was it easy?
Now, when I left the music business, when my son was born, actually he was born on your Bob Seger tour that we were out on, and, so, you know, at the end of that, we moved back to Mississippi, 2007. Mm-hmm. And I was coming back to Greenville. That was my plan. I was going to, you know, this was right as the housing market was crashing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this might last a while. I don't know what told me that. So my uncle was going out of business. He said, look, I want to, you know, make my business more profitable, and I want you to help me sell it. And that was the reason I came to Batesville. And went to work for Anheuser-Busch here. Mm-hmm. And so learning their corporate strategies, and I had to become a successor manager to be able to do these things. And so I had to go through their their program of learning, which is amazing.
Pretty rigorous, Joe? Pretty rigorous?
Oh, man. Yeah. But it was also so, it was exciting, you know, to learn how they think at that level, that corporate level.
Right.
And it really helped me. Today, when I have to communicate with all these other plant managers and HR directors, and operation managers, I can talk to them all because I know what these corporations want and what they need.
Right.
So it was, every step that you take in your life, retail, music business, corporate stuff, it all matters.
It all adds up, doesn't it? Yeah, I love that. Yeah. We're thinking in the same place. We're going to take a break as we add up many things. A lot of it has to do with your personality, too, because I've never met a person that didn't love you. So we're with my brother Joe Azar Jr. in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Go to visitmississippi.org. He's got a lot of cool things right in his area that he can tell you about. Just splendid things right here in our great home state. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Mississippi.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
I was a drug addict for 16 years, but I've been sober almost 7 years now. Christian business owner and family man.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we're helping rescue men out of addiction right here in Mississippi and teaching them how to be productive members of society. Help us by donating a vehicle to our vehicle donation program. Any condition, running or not, we pick it up, we do all the paperwork, and you get a tax deduction. Contact us, 601-572-7296, or go to mercyhouseteenchallenge.org.
Thank you for helping us get our daddies back.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
In Central Mississippi, contact Generator Technologies at 601-862-3419. That's 601-862-3419 or online at generator-tec.com.
New voices here on Super Talk Mississippi. Dan Bongino. He's a former Secret Service agent, police officer, best-selling author, and host of the fastest-growing conservative talk show in America, The Dan Bongino Show. Each weeknight, starting at 11, Dan Bongino tackles the hottest political issues, debunking the rhetoric, and giving you the hard-hitting truth. The Dan Bongino Show. Weeknights at 11. The Dan Bongino Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rocking down the Mississippi Highway. Already told stories about the outfield and my brother Joe. I cannot tell some of them about Vince Neil, probably. Or he cannot tell them. He's a crazy guy. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. Guys, so much cool things. Go check out what you can do here and learn about our incredible history. It's so rich. Joe, is it not crazy? Where's my brother Joe Azar Jr.? Yeah, I mean, it's insane, right? The art form that has made us who we are in our history and how we celebrate it better than any. We're really getting really good at celebrating it, and I love that because it helps our economy. Speaking of economy, let's dig deep. So you do the Anheuser-Busch thing. You and Uncle Freddie, y'all sell the place. And
we
then
sold it to Southern Beverage.
Right in Jackson.
Richland, Mississippi.
Where does the CEO Panola partnership thing go down? How does that all happen?
Southern hired me to run it, and I ran the operation for 4 years, and the job came available. I was serving on the board. When I moved to Panola County, I was wanted to get involved in community, and I joined the Main Street program here. And Mississippi has an amazing Main Street program in it. You know, I didn't think much, you know, I didn't think that it was any kind of catalyst or anything, but boy, do you get to know a lot of people going through a program like that and helping put on events, and you just get to know the community. And that was probably the best thing I ever did.
Some towns like Greenville have gone through a tough time, you know, and you know what I mean? It was a really good sized town for the Delta. It was the biggest town. And so we got a lot of empty buildings, and we're working on all that. But for you in Batesville and all that, what's your challenges, first of all? And just your location off of 55, you know, 55, I guess, off, runs right through the middle of you. I mean, how does that help? And because there's a lot of traffic all the time, you know. So what are your challenges, and what are your advantages, do you feel, in your territory there?
Yeah, we have 40,000 cars a day pass by on the interstate, and it divides our town. The challenge is simple: messaging, getting the word out about what we have to offer. And the biggest challenge was workforce, and that's all around. You know, there's a network of economic developers throughout our state, and they are brilliant folks, and they're all trying to market their communities, and we all. And then we also have to compete with other states. So everybody's after, you know, that next company that could come into your community and make a difference. And that's what we're looking for. We're not just looking for companies with numbers. We're looking for a company that can come here that fits in and makes a difference. We've got a very diverse economy. And I'm so proud of that and so happy that we're maintaining a diverse economy. For instance, there are some communities that only have one or two huge companies. Steve, if one of those closes, you know, do they have a plan for their economy? How are they going to bounce back?
Right.
If they lose, you know, that would be devastating. But we have so many companies in the, you know, 500 to 50 range, about 35 of them right now.
Right, you're saying 50 to 500.
And I'm talking manufacturing.
Oh, I got
you. We are a manufacturing community.
How do you become? Does it just happen by chance, or once you have one company that's making a product, then it's easier to bring in another company because you're, like you said, the workforce is starting to be trained for it? Or do y'all have training for it in another, and maybe some offsite locations as well? I mean, do y'all constantly nurture that as well?
Well, everybody wants to, nurture a certain business and a certain type of industry. And but here organically, ours has, if anything, ours has become injection molding. And I use that term, lightly because, some of it is styrofoam. Some of it is polymers. Some of it is composites. There's all kinds of different injection molding being done in Panola County. So if anything, that's our cluster here. And I'm real proud of that because our skilled labor knows injection molding. We have close to 2,000 employees that are trained and skilled in the line of injection molding.
Wow. You talk about Main Street earlier and the importance and all that when you served on that board and the commission and all that. Mike McGreevy, our buddy at the Mississippi Development Authority, our dear friend, he hooked me up. He says, Steve, you got to talk to Jeffrey Rupp at Mississippi State, because he had a guitar building class for high school kids from Mississippi State. They offered it. Well, I thought that's what I was going to get. But what I ended up getting was that was part of this, basically this sort of program they have at State, and they're really big into helping Main Streets and small businesses, revitalize, give them a new, fresh ideas to make their way into this, this next decade and on. And it was just so insightful because, first of all, you and I both know this. When I went to Nashville as a songwriter, I thought I had nothing to offer to the older generation. As I'm in the older generation now, looking back, and I work with the younger people, I realize that the younger generation has every bit to offer to the older generation as they have with their experience, right? Because you're coming in with this fresh mind and sort of a new idea, and you're sort of not tarnished and you're not jaded, and you're sort of open to a lot of things. And I think that opens the imagination and the playbook up, if so to speak, right?
That's so important.
Yeah, so it was really the most interesting conversation because I thought, man, that's cool. And my brother Greg, who is part of the, brother-in-law Greg Nabholz in Arkansas, who's part of the Brotherhood Week, you and him, is so involved in that whole deal with North Little Rock, how it was the Argenta area, and it's beautiful now. And they've got the arena there that we played with Seeger that last time before we were, it was one of the stops where, remember, we got our backstage passes from all our guests taken away because they thought it was our my in-laws that were raising Cain, and then like maybe three or four shows later they realized it was the late great Alto Reed's people that were doing it, his friends. We lost all our privileges for a minute. Anyway, it just makes me think about that. All right, look, I'm gonna let you play DJ.
That in the last show at the pyramid, right?
The last ones before they put the what is it? What's there now? Bass Pro Shop, right?
Yeah.
Last
that
act
was your
ever
two
play.
Hometown shows, if any. Those were your two.
Those are insane. It's just so much fun. They were my hometown shows. We're my hometown brother, Joe Azar. Joe, you are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio as always, and that's what you're doing there in Panola County. Also, the importance of so many wonderful things to do in our state, and that's visitmississippi.org. Folks, check it out. But you get to play DJ again. You get a double header. So into the break, as we are the birthplace of American music, and everybody else falls in second place, would you like to hear Muddy Waters or Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, I'd have to say Muddy.
Got it.
No doubt.
Oh, I love him. Heard him yesterday. That's what we got. My brother Joe Azar Jr. in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm Steve Azar. Let's hear some Muddy.
Well, I feel, yes, I feel, baby, like a low down, time ain't long. I'm gonna cut the first thing smoking back. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Wake up with Gallo. Go to bed with Bongino.
It's kind of like the radio version of a Panino.
Yeah, that's right, a panino, a radio panino with all sorts of good and gooey Mississippi ingredients right in the middle.
Deliciously addictive.
Paul Gallo, mornings at 6, and Dan Bongino, late nights at 11. The perfect way to start and end your day on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bathfitter.com.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The Philly cheesesteak sandwich or wrap, melt-in-your-mouth pulled pork sandwich, and the best burger in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
When you choose Roto-Rooter, you'll get honest estimates and no hassle guarantee so you can get it fixed quickly and enjoy peace of mind. We're there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, day and night, holidays, and weekends. We've been providing service to Mississippi for over 80 years. Call the original Roto-Rooter, 601-353-3333. Mention this ad to receive $25 off any service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And a winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental, where we create a comfortable environment for our patients. Capital Dental offers general and family dentistry and teeth whitening. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the range in Gluckstadt. I'm sure by now you're aware of the shortage of ammunition that shooters and hunters are experiencing nationwide. Right now we have a good supply of popular calibers like 9mm pistol and .223 rifle, as well as others that we're offering at fair market prices. We do limit the amount you can buy each day. At the range, we'd rather everybody have some than a few buy it all. I hope you'll come visit us soon and check out all the many things we have to offer at the range, a totally new and different type of gun store.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. The federal government's new pharmacy partnership with Walmart and other companies is aimed at addressing racial disparities, but Governor Tate Reeves expressed concern that here in Mississippi, the vaccine doses may not reach the right areas.
There aren't a lot of Walmarts in Issaquena County, and aren't a lot of Walmarts in very rural areas.
30 Mississippi Walmarts will receive a shared total of 6,200 doses next week. Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi is really feeling the impact of COVID. Colonel Heather Blackwell says she's very concerned.
This is the first time since we started fighting through COVID last March that our numbers are going up while the numbers off base are going down. I'm very frustrated and disappointed in that.
Surveillance testing is critical.
Right now we're focusing that surveillance testing on some of our high-risk or key populations to make sure that we're getting ahead of this virus.
I'm Kelly Bennett, SuperTalk Mississippi News.
This is Jake Mangum for Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. One of the most underrated attributes in baseball is determination. It's one thing to want to do something and another altogether to get it done. That's why I love the team at Farm Bureau. They get the job done every single time. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit faverates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfdins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
If a muckety muck wants you to hear what they gotta say, they come here first and sit down with Gallo and JT. This is Ground Zero for all Mississippi muckety mucks. Super Talk Mississippi. Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now on supertalktv.com. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Mississippi Minute cannot contain a brother and myself. Joey Azar is my guest today. He is the junior of our dad, Joey Azar Sr. And hey, Dad, we'll say hello to Dad and Mom, who I'm sure are listening.
Hey, Dad, Mom.
Yeah, we're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to find out what you're going to do. Check out our country music trail marker system and the blues trail markers, over 200 of them. Just follow them and eat your way along the way. You know, just, you know, you may want to walk or run yourself along the way because a lot of great food, especially in our neck of the woods. Joe, let's get back to what's going
let's
on
talk
there.
Talk about Panola a little more.
I do. Besides the great football history that we both know the school had, and now St. Joe has a great history. But with that said, talk to me about what's going on.
You know, when I sat down with my board members, I got a great board, and when I sat down with them, you know, we set goals and objectives, and then we set these what we call game changers, and you know, we've got, you know, things like we want to be a college town, we want a regional airport, you know, things like that, just real the Sardis Lake project, you know, having a huge development out at Sardis Lake, which has never happened, you know, before, you know, even though the town of Sardis has a lease on the land, the Corps of Engineers still control it. And, but, you know, there's a way to make these things happen. There's a way to make everyone comfortable. There's a way, you know, that's the flooding that happens in the Delta. Sardis controls that, you know, the Tallahatchie River that goes into the Yazoo that can flood those Delta cotton fields, and you don't want that to happen. So that has to be protected. But there's a way to make people comfortable knowing that none of that is going to be affected. You can still do the development, and none of that's going to be affected. You know, working with Delta Council is a key way to do that. Working with Roger Wicker, this is a passion of his, and Benny Thompson. It's a bipartisan. You know, working with those guys and Cindy Hyde Smith, that's how you make these kind of things happen, these what we call game changers. And one of ours was to become a college town. And, you know, we have this old mall that was on 6 and 55, one of the busiest intersections, 60,000 cars a day pass by. If you add up Highway 6, and
you're talking about like a 55. Stereotypical mall that's been sort of like dated out. You know,
it's 160,000 square feet.
Right,
Steve. A big mall, a big long horseshoe shaped mall that's presented. Whether you're traveling north or south on 55, it's presented to you. On Highway 6, it's presented to you. It's the topography that lends itself to presenting itself to the it's upward and it's kind of leaned into the contour of the land, so you can see it, and it's a big showcase is what it is.
Hey Joe, and real quick, is this the concourse that you guys call?
It is.
Okay.
This is the concourse. It's Northwest Community College has signed on. They're gonna run it. They're gonna maintain it. They're gonna administrate it. It's gonna have a Wynn Job Center. It's gonna have all kinds of skilled training, 160,000 square feet of skilled training, you know, different things from cybersecurity to diesel mechanic school. It's going to have an entrepreneurial center in it. It's going to have dedicated space. Say you're a company and you want to bring in this new technology. Well, you can rent this dedicated space, bring your equipment in, and Northwest can train your people. Your pre-employment or even post-employment, your current employees, they can train them in that facility, in that dedicated, secure, private space.
Are you talking about Northwest Community College? When the training?
Yeah.
Now, isn't that cool, though? Because what you've got is probably a lot of students getting hands-on experience what it's going to be like later, correct? They're probably is a win-win-win.
It is. President Heindel, Cole Flint and I met President Heindel on this property. Steve, it was abandoned pretty much. I think there was like three businesses still open. And we met him on this property the very first day it was announced that he was going to become the president of Northwest, the new president of Northwest. He came from Gulf Coast. And he showed up with his wife, Jennifer, in their car and pulled up on the property. And Cole and I met him there. And he took one look at it and he said, "Oh my God, we want this. We want this. This is an underserved area. We've got to make this happen, guys." And then Cole Flint is our board supervisor president. He took it back to his board and they embraced it. The city of Batesville embraced it. And they said, "Look, we're not just going to say, hey, we want to do this. Let's throw some money at it. Let's do this. We need it. Our community needs it. Our region needs it. This is a regional play, not just Panola County." And so we sat down together and we're working with Watkins Eager out of Jackson, great firm, Manning McPhillips there, and we came up with a plan. And so far we followed that plan, and we've had all these great partners, the city of Batesville, Panola County, ARC, the Department of Labor and DRA, the state of Mississippi. Everybody has put money into this project. We're working with EDA right now to even get more funding. I mean, it's unbelievable the partners we have over there.
Wow,
and,
incredible.
You know, our friend Mike Armour at ARC and Ari Kangalos at DRA.
Yeah,
I mean, just really embraced this project, and people like that have been just behind it from the beginning. Our mayor here, Jerry Autry, and his board of aldermen. I mean, you're talking about support. They match dollar for dollar what the county put into it.
Wow!
But most importantly, all the schools, our superintendents, you know, even our private school has embraced what the concourse can do, and our surrounding schools and our surrounding counties have also come on board.
Wow, that's
great.
And
one of our industries, Steve, wrote a program called the Spark Program, and it won an award over 17 states, the SEDC award, as the best new program. It's a pre-K through 12 curriculum that was written by industry and approved by the Mississippi Department of Education.
Wow, that's so cool.
And it's teaching. It's teaching what is needed at different ages, like grade school, middle school. I mean, it doesn't just address, hey, we want to do this curriculum. It's addressed at every level.
Almost becomes a lifestyle
thing. Junior
high
and high school. It's addressed at all those levels. And senior year, if you decide to go the skills route and not the scholastic route, your senior year, you actually have the opportunity to work in a manufacturing plant, to work in a GE aviation plant, to work in Toyota Gosei, to work in Parker Hannifin, to work in Anderson Technology. It's to work in these shops and do industrial manufacturing as a senior in high school. So that intimidation level is gone. You're no longer intimidated. I think this has contributed to our participation rate in Mississippi.
Right.
It's our participation rate, I think last time I looked, is around 57, 58. That means that only 58% of able-bodied Mississippians that are not disabled and non-military between the ages of 16 and 65 are working.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people sitting at home that could work. I believe they're intimidated. They ride by this building. They're not skilled. They are afraid to even apply for a job. So I feel like if we can, this school, this training center, our participation rate here in Panola County and our surrounding counties, it's going to jump. There's no doubt in my mind it's going to jump.
We're with my brother Joe Azar Jr. in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Go to visitmississippi.org. He's got a lot of cool things right in his area that he can tell you about. Just splendid things right here in our great home state. I'm Steve Azar.
What should have been, what ought to be, you're here with me. That's all I need.
A new voice is here on Super Talk Mississippi. Dan Bongino. He's a former Secret Service agent, police officer, best-selling author, and host of the fastest-growing conservative talk show in America, The Dan Bongino Show. Each weeknight, starting at 11, Dan Bongino tackles the hottest political issues, debunking the rhetoric, and giving you the hard-hitting truth. The Dan Bongino Show. Weeknights at 11. The Dan Bongino Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just had a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bath Fitter.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
This Friday, February 12th, Juniker Jewelry is having a special Valentine's event.
That's right. Christopher Designs will be here with their entire collection of incomparable criss-cut diamonds. One of the most beautiful, most awarded diamonds ever created. I'm Rachel.
And I'm John Ravenstein, inviting you to Juniker Jewelry's Christopher Designs Valentine's Trunk Show.
Come experience the criss-cut original emerald cut, oval, cushion, and asher-cut diamonds, and his new collections of rings, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings.
Our Christopher Designs stylist will be here to personally help you create a one-of-a-kind criss-cut diamond engagement ring.
Or the ultimate Valentine's gift for the woman you love.
This Valentine's, come shop 10 times the diamonds you'll find in average jewelry stores.
All at the guaranteed best price in the state.
The Christopher Designs Valentine's Trunk Show. This Friday, February 12th. Only at Juniker Jewelry Company.
Juniker Jewelry, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is! Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes! Get your purse, sweetie.
Realtors and homeowners, listen up. When it's time to buy, sell, or most importantly, move, that's when you call Two Men in a Truck. Let us take the worry out of moving so you can focus on what's important. Visit twomeninatruck.com.
Nandy's Candy.
Chocolate strawberries and chocolate baskets. Nandy's Candy.
Personalized hearts. Nandy's Candy.
Caramel popcorn. Nandy's Candy.
Chocolate hearts in milk or dark chocolate. Nandy's Candy.
Fudge and truffles. Nandy's Candy.
Wait a minute. You have baskets made of chocolate that you fill with a dozen fresh chocolate dipped strawberries? Nandy'sCandy.com in Maywood Mart. And you can order them early online?
In response to COVID-19, Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services is offering telehealth services. During this time, health and safety are important, which is why they've expanded their offerings to include telehealth services for children, adolescents, and adults. They have outpatient teletherapy sessions available, and Pine Grove also expanded its telehealth services to include its intensive outpatient program drug treatment program. Also, all Pine Grove Evaluation Center services are available via telehealth. Patients may call Pine Grove's National Service Center at 888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Wake up with Gallo. Go to bed with Bongino.
It's kind of like the radio version of a panino.
Yeah, that's right, a panino. A radio panino with all sorts of good and gooey Mississippi ingredients right in the middle.
Deliciously addictive.
Paul Gallo, mornings at 6, and Dan Bongino, late nights at 11. The perfect way to start and end your day. On Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rocking down the Mississippi Highway. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. Guys, so much cool things. Go check out what you can do here and learn about our incredible history. Well, our Mississippi Minute is racing to the end of the clock, so go ahead and just kind of just throw it out bullet points, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay. Well, there's you know, if it wasn't for the concourse and letting people see, you know, what you're doing about workforce development, I just don't believe that we would have these companies come to Panola County. And I want to thank, you know, Bauer Manufacturing for coming here. That's 300 jobs. GreenServe Medical Waste, 45 jobs, and it looks like they're going to double. Site Armor, 30 jobs, and they have plans to triple. Humic Growth Solutions, 35 jobs. And the call that I got this morning was that that Lockers Manufacturing was approved through MDA, and they are making the move to Panola County. That's 60 new jobs. And that's not even announced yet. I'm letting Tate Reeves announce that, but I guess I just spilled the beans. But it's still going to be a really great thing for our company. But none of that, and every one of them has said that the reason that they came here, you know, one of the main reasons or lures, you'd say, is the concourse and what it's going to be able to offer and do for their future workforce. It's going to be a pipeline to them for decades.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
I wanted to do that. And then Steve, one more thing.
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
We don't, because you know a Mississippi Minute. But, you know, listen, hey, we can edit, you know, Will can edit stuff out earlier. This is how we roll on this show. We're very loose.
Okay. So I want to talk about our entrepreneurial program. Can I do that?
Absolutely. That's
okay.
We
have an entrepreneurial program that we put in the concourse. And it starts off with a WeSpace, which is like a Starbucks. You go in, you have a key card. You go into this area, this open area. You sit down with your peers. You discuss your ideas. You refine your ideas. And then when you're ready for a me space, that's a little private office set off to the side in the same room. So you can have your private office to go in there and figure out your business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready for a prototype, then right next door is a maker space where you can go in. There's 3D printers. There's lathes. There's any kind of anything you need to build a prototype. And then you go back into a conference space. We have a state-of-the-art conference center room that you can pitch your idea to your angel investor or whoever to mm-hmm. raise money, your VC, your venture capitalist, to raise money and for your project. And then from there, once you get all that done, then you move into our business incubator, which is like a 3,000 square foot space. You hire a couple employees and you start manufacturing your product. Once you see it's going to be successful, then you can move into an accelerator, which is a 10,000 square foot area, and you can hire up to 20 employees to manufacture your products. And then from there, we're hoping that you'll build a build-to-suit in our brand new industrial park. So that's from beginning to end, start to finish. Entrepreneurial program.
Well, you're giving birth to you're giving birth to a child, and you're raising them. It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Well, that is as cool as it gets, and that's where we have to be now. I mean, it's that it just makes all the sense in the world. Well, Joe, I love it. I love you, and I can't thank you for spending an entire 2 Mississippi minutes with me in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. And the fact that we ventured off and never talked about your time with Vince Neil is impressive. You know,
Steve, let me interrupt you one time.
Go ahead.
I know you got to do your sign off, but I want to say one thing. There's 61 seconds in a Mississippi minute.
That's true. You've always told me that, and I believe you. You know, it's like a Spinal Tap, where it goes to 10, but it goes one louder to 11. That's how we roll here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out exactly what my brother just said. We love you guys. We're signing off. Joe, thank you for spending the Brotherhood Week with me, an extended version. I'm Steve Azar. We're no longer in a Mississippi Minute, all 61 of them.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Wake up with Gallo. Go to bed with Bongino.
It's kind of like the radio version of a panino.
Yeah, that's right, a panino. A radio panino with all sorts of good and gooey Mississippi ingredients right in the middle.
Deliciously addictive.
Paul Gallo, mornings at 6, and Dan Bongino, late nights at 11. The perfect way to start and end your day on Super Talk Mississippi.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.